The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The record of the Dogs in the region semis under Coach Edwards. 63-3, the record versus district opponents during the past four seasons. 44-8, the record of the 52 prior meetings with the Gordonsville Tigers. 7, the number of consecutive seasons that Clay County has advanced to the Class A sectional. 32, the number of teams left in contention tonight and the minutes of game time between now and Bulldog Nation screaming in joyous triumph or screaming with the bitter wails of defeat. The 20-6 Clay County Bulldogs meet the 18-12 Gordonsville Tigers for the third time this season, and it's this time their seasons are on the line. Can the Mighty Dog dominance continue, or will the Tigers roar tonight? Find out in the Region 4A semifinal.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Part, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc., and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our fourth broadcast of the boys' basketball postseason. for the second night in a row. We're here at East Robertson High School for Elimination Basketball. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm here once again to paint a picture of the action tonight. Joining me soon will be former head coach Thomas Watson. For now, as always, I'm joined by a man who could set up for a broadcast in a broom closet if the need arose, Thomas Weaver.
Not sure about a broom closet, but we'd get her done some way or another. Messed up there and ran the girls' pregame promo. This is a boys' game tonight. That's what we're here for. And a second of hopefully four long road trips to East Robertson tonight. And we're looking for the same result for the Dogs, as we saw last night for the Lady Dogs, as they attempt the same feat. You know, facing off against a district foe for a third time. This time it's Clay County versus Gordonville, and I expect it to be another battle between teams that are all too familiar with each other, Daniel. And this one's do or die.
It is. You know, 13-year head coach Greg Bibb sitting over here on one side, 22-year head coach Rob Edwards on the other side, a whole host of young men ready to get it on, and a Tiger Nation, Bulldog Nation right here behind them.
Yeah, and we can't wait for it, and just proud to be here, and we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network, and we can't thank them enough for allowing us to be on the air and bring this coverage to Bulldog Nation all the way from East Robertson High School. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy out in stands today and in your mail this week for coverage of last week's big wins and then, of course, next week coverage of tonight's game and much more. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what's in the paper in our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. The story talked about how Knowledge Academies ended up being no match for Clay County in the Region 4A semifinals as the Dogs led throughout and blew the game open with a huge third quarter. Grant Strong posted 15 of his game-high 36 points in the third period to help his team outscore the Tigers 26-17 and increased their 14-point halftime lead to 23 heading into the final frame. To open the floor, Strong and Jeff Spivey, who finished with 18 points, buried three-pointers. Eli Smith kept his 8-point night with a final bucket, and Keaton Orange finished off his 7-point outing to surge their team ahead by 30 before reserves finished off the 89-51 victory down the stretch. Wyatt Browning also added four. Andrew Smith did the same. Bryce Bailey had three, Kyler Westmoreland three, Jimmy Burchett two, Nate Adams two, and Weston Burville two. Daniel ended up being a blowout, but for the first half of that game, it was pretty competitive.
It was. I thought it was a good game to prepare Clay County for this one tonight. It was also an elimination contest against a solid single-A basketball team, and as Clay County usually does, quarter after quarter, built a lead, and at the end it turns into what you call a blowout.
They ended up pulling away. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more in this week's Dell Hall Horizon about that game and much more. We'll be right back for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Gordesville here at East Robertson High School in the Region 4A semifinals.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Budget Pest Control Boys 4A update. Coach Watson looking at the east side of the state tonight. We've got 16 teams in the east that are doing battle. Going to be cut in half to 8. Looking at those contests, Hampton playing Hancock County, Jellico playing North Green, Oliver Springs playing Oakdale, Herman playing Oneida, Copper Basin playing Van Buren, South Pittsburgh playing Chattanooga Prep, Clay County playing Gordonsville, and East Robertson playing Pickett County. As we said, this field of 16 going to get cut in half to 8. The four teams that Clay County, should they win tonight, could potentially match up with for sub-state would be Copper Basin, Van Buren, South Pittsburgh, and Chattanooga Prep. But before we think about those guys, we got to take care of Gordonsville.
Yeah, we can't look over anybody.
Certainly can't. You know, as far as the east side goes, of course, they don't stay geographical in the lead eight. They do a draw, so you could play in the first round of team out of the west.
Right.
But in the east, I see no single-A team that I feel is better than this Clay County squad.
I don't think so. I don't. You know, we played a couple of them.
Hampton probably the other top contender.
Yeah.
We beat them.
Yeah.
So things looking
like
pretty good.
That's why you throw it up and play it. So.
Exactly. So that is a look at the eastern portion, and that is an update on the Region 4A bracket. Just another quick comment. Clay County got here by beating Knowledge Academies. Gordonsville got here by beating Trousdale. In the game to follow this one, East Rob got here by beating Redbone Springs, and Pickett County got into the next contest by beating Joe Burns. That's been the Region 4A update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If it ain't paying rent, they'll get rid of it. Time now on the CarQuest pregame show to wrap it up with a full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Thomas, we'll start with you. Make sure you cover it all just like their agency does.
Well, Daniel, you know, my policy denies I think the Dogs need to continue their dominant ways. They've turned it up a notch here in the postseason of tonight. They probably need to step it up even a little bit more, you know, because this Gordonsville Tiger team, they can be dangerous. You know, they're scrappy, they're tough. And if you let them stay in it, they've got a shot to beat anybody, as evident by them going into Hartsville and knocking off Trousdale County to get to this round. They played us close already this season, so Clay County just needs to be on their toes in this one and bring the heat from the get-go. Don't you think, Coach Watson?
Absolutely. Go out there and just, you know, be our team and play the way we want to. Start off real good. You know, come down, get that first jump, get our first basket, and just be prepared for anything. We never know exactly what they're going to throw toward Grant and the other guys. So, you know, it's kind of see what comes up for a play or two down the floor and be ready to make whatever adjustments we need to and like to be ready to go for four quarters down here.
Of course, this is the third time, Coach, these squads are meeting. The first time it was Clay County by 8 points, 62-54. The next time we built a little bit bigger lead, won by 19. 61-42, but no secrets when you get into this third matchup, is there?
No, there's not. I mean, we've played each other those two times, and the first ball game down in Gordonsville was a barn burner. We were lucky to get out of there with a win.
Absolutely was. Folks, they are preparing to play the national anthem here. So we're going to wrap up the full coverage final word, and that has been it. Brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll be right back for the starting lineups. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, it is time for the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The visiting team tonight, the Gordonsville Tigers, their head coach Greg Bibb, 13th season overall, third season as Gordonsville's coach, 18-12 record on the season. They're the number three seed out of District 7A. Starting for Gordonsville, junior number two, Braden Holloman. Junior number three, Peyton Clymer. Freshman number 10, Brody Sachs. Senior number 11, David Driver, and a junior number 20, Will Dudney. The Clay County Bulldogs, the home team on the scoreboard tonight. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, 22nd season overall, 498 wins to 197 losses, a 20-6 record this year. They are the number one seed out of District 7A. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Jimmy Burgett. Junior number 13, Keaton Arms. Senior number 2, Eli Smith. Senior number 4, Jeff Spivey. And a senior, number 11, Grant Strong. This has been the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. It is Region 4A semifinal time. Clay County wearing their white jerseys tonight, white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Gordonsville wearing their blue travel jerseys, gray numerals on those, trimmed in white. Clay County will shoot at the hoop to our left. In this first half of play, Gordons will be working to the hoop at our right as we set high top the visiting bleachers here at East Robinson High School. And it's time to get it on. Grant Strong steps in to tip for it against Dudney. Strong controls it, gets it to Eli Smith, and this one's underway.
Different look here. Jeff Spivey was starting with the ball out of the point.
Strong now right wing inside the arms. Post move, shot up, no good from right block. Rebound by Ducray for Gordonsville, who gets the start tonight. Ducray with it. Jump shot, right elbow, no good. A little short. Rebound, Keaton Arms. Keaton had 14 rebounds the last time these teams met. A single game high for a Bulldog against Gordonsville. Jeff Spivey, three-pointer left wing. Little too short. Rebound, Grant Strong. Grant's put back good.
Good rebound. Good put back.
Two
good
to
look.
None.
Good look for Jeff. That's a good look for him.
Sure was.
He'll hit most of those.
7:15 and ticking, first quarter. Gordonsville with it inside the Dudney. They hand off to Ducray. His shot off the glass, good. And we have not seen a lot of Austin Ducray in the first two contests, so a bit of a wrinkle here in the postseason for head coach Greg Bibb going with another big post player alongside Dudney.
Yeah, he had them both in the district tournament, Daniel, in those two games they played there. And, Ducray is capable as is Dudney down there. Probably the most post presence we'll see all year for this team.
Eli Smith with it in the paint, kicks to Burchett. Now arms free throw range jumper, a little off the mark. Keaton got his own rebound, put back good.
Good. Good follow by Keaton. Good job, Keaton.
Clay County in front, 4-2, 6:35 and ticking first quarter. Elimination basketball here. Clay County's ladies with a huge win last night against Pickett in this same region semifinal round. Hopefully the boys can do it tonight. Dudney inside for Gordonsville, misses the shot, got his own rebound, putback was good. Tied up at four. So far, coaching inside game for both teams.
Yeah, they're looking to take it inside, and we are too.
Strong with it at right wing in a trap. Passes out to Spidey. Jeff swings over to Jimmy at left wing. Burchett into the paint. Gives back to Grant Strong out top. Strong call for the travel. And that's the way they called last night here in the girls' game. Things that had not been a travel all season long are called that down here, it seems like. Just a little bit of an almost exaggerated move with the foot. The other foot never leaves the floor, so it's not a travel, but certainly that's what it's called. Gordonsville back with the basketball. Tie ball game, 4-4. Jimmy Burchett. Oh, offensive foul on Will Dudney. Clay County taking back over. We saw that last night, too, Thomas, away from the ball. Two post players kind of tussling. It was Arms and Dudney. Dudney gets called for the foul.
Yeah, a lot of that occurred early in that ball game last night. I expect to see the same thing here. The officials kind of setting their own tone, as you like to say, early in this one.
5:45 and ticking. Tie ball game, 4-4, first quarter. Clay County with the basketball after the offensive foul by Gordonsville. Strong inside the Burgett. Now Smith got that ball good. Great ball movement.
Yes, sir. Good passing. An extra pass got him open.
All initiated from Grant at the top of the key. He ditched to Jimmy, and Jimmy with a touch pass to Smith. And just like that, Clay County back in front, 6-4. Gordonsville with the ball now. It's Grisham at right wing. Hands off to Driver. Driver with it. He gives to a teammate. Shot taken, no good. Rebound, Jeff Spivey.
What we're seeing Coach Bibb and Gordonsville will do, they're doubling Grant Strong every time he touches it, Daniel, trying to make him give it up. But right there, he goes right at the double team, pulls up from the elbow, and drains it.
The 19-footer inside the arc, a nice two-point shot, a good stroke on it, Clay County.
Nice mid-range jumper.
Clay County up 8-4, 4:50 mark, first quarter. Driver with it, left wing, uses a screen, gets into the paint, kicks it back outside to Grisham. Grisham passes into the corner to Holloman. Holloman now all the way around the top of the key. Just a weave out top right now by the Gordonsville guards. Good defense by Clay County. And another foul called on the floor. 3 seconds. Not a foul.
That's another one of them. And that's a good call.
Three seconds called against Gordonsville. Another thing we saw from last night. Different set of officials, but perhaps out of the same region, Thomas.
Yeah, I think so, Daniel. Something we haven't seen in our own conference. But
I've seen the older guy a number of times at different places.
Right, and they're going to keep it clean here tonight.
Clay County with the ball, Spivey out top. Now a whistle blows. Offensive foul call. I think Eli Smith is going to be tagged with this. I'll have to wait for the signal.
Really watching the off-ball screens and things of that nature, Daniel, at this point. Again, just trying to set the tone there.
Better get your hands down to your side and keep them there.
Yeah. Eli with the personal, his first. First team foul for Clay County. Gordonsville also with one. Halfway through this first quarter, the officials have kept the pace slow with the whistles. 4:05 and ticking. Clay County leads 8-4. Driver with it, left wing for Gordonsville, uses a Ducrane screen to work to the right, gives to Holloman, who works the left side of the lane, and another whistle blows. Keaton Arms called for the foul, and that's the first time that we're just going to have to adjust.
Yeah.
Just going to have to adjust. We'll leave it at that. Me and Thomas made a vow last night on the way home that we were going to try to do a better job of talking about officiating. Gordonsville then bail on the baseline. They work into the Craig. He's got the left wing, gives to Holloman. Holloman with a shot fake, then puts it on the floor, goes inside, jump shot good off the glass. 8-6. Clay County up by two. Strong with it across the timeline. Grant sets up at right wing. Dribbles through the legs, uses Eli Smith's screen inside the arms. Keaton couldn't hang on to it, and it's going to go back the other way. Good defense by the Tigers. It was no fault of Keaton's. It's knocked away from him by Grisham, it looked like.
Yeah, and Gordonsville so far doing a pretty good job in the half-court sets with their defense as they're, you know, the double king coming for Strong, and he's got to find a place to send it, Daniel.
3:25 and ticking. First quarter, Gordons will try to tie it up or take a one-point lead, depending on shot selection. They go for the tie. Dudney inside misses the shot. Rebound Keaton Arms and a foul call on Dudney. That's going to be Dudney's second. Coach Bibbs going to have to sub for him. And we do see freshman Sykes, who was a starter earlier in the year, come in. So this is a reserve coming off the bench who is basically a veteran, even though he's a freshman.
Yeah, he was awarded, you know, the league all-freshman team honors, Daniel, and played pretty well against us early on.
Clay County back with it. Two team fouls for either squad. Spivey out top. Now Burchett left wing. Jimmy back to Jeff. Jeff's going to fire three right side. Ooh, yeah! It goes
got
in there,
bounce.
Coach.
Got the bounce. Downdraft above that basket, I believe.
Certainly did. Had that shooter's touch for sure. 2:50 and ticking. Thanks to the Spivey three-pointer, Clay County up 11-6. 5 points the advantage. Gordonsville with the basketball. Drive right left wing right in front of the Clay County bench. He drives the right side of the lane now. Gives to Grisham. He gets away with a walk. Now Holloman, long three-pointer. It's good. So Gordonsville answers. And the fans who traveled down here clad in blue tonight come to their feet on that one. Thomas, we have not yet reached the atmosphere of that girls' game last night. What a madhouse this was during that contest.
Yeah, it was, Daniel. And, you know, maybe a little bigger crowd here for Clay County tonight, if not at least the same. But they're down in front of us, so we're not hearing the brunt of it like we were last night.
Well,
they're across from us.
A travel call on Clay County. And the official goes to the scores table to straighten something out. They're changing the score for Clay County, getting it back to 11 like it was supposed to be. I guess maybe, I never checked the board. I suppose they gave us the Gordonsville three-pointer.
Yeah, I think that's what happened, Daniel. 11-9 right now, Clay County. A little over 2 minutes to go in the first.
Coach Edwards taking the opportunity during the break to talk to his guys here on the defensive end in front of him. Here we go. Looks like a 2-3 zone, I guess, out of Clay County here. 2:10 and ticking, first quarter. Gordonsville with it. Clay up by 2, 11-9. Holloman, floater, no good. Rebound, though, by Sykes. The freshman back up with it in the paint. He scores, and we're tied back up at 11. Great contest so far. Strong with it. Left wing. Grant going to drive inside. Gets to the baseline. Shot's good. Used every bit of that big 6'5"
yes,
frame. Left the floor from a place that almost appeared to be out of position, but used his ball control and body control to get back in position.
Yes.
Very athletic. 13-11, Clay up by 2. Grisham with it, left wing, gives the driver, now to Sykes. Arms comes over, good defense, and it forces the freshman. He saw the big junior, Keaton Arms, barreling down on him, and the freshman shuffles the feet, Thomas. Turnover for Gordons with Clay County ball.
Yeah, great rotation right there by Clay County, especially Arms. Jumping in front of Sykes, and, yeah, when you see Keaton Arms coming at you, you kind of take a second look.
Clay County back with it. Minute 25 and ticking. Long three-pointer. Grant Strong top of the key. Nothing but the bottom. He's feeling it tonight, Coach.
Yes, he is. That's a good shot.
Minute 15.
Nice last shot.
Minute 15 left in this first quarter. Gordonsville with the ball. Clay County with a five-point lead, 16-11. Two good basketball teams fighting for the lives of their seasons here in this Region 4A semifinal. Driver with it, kicks to Holloman. Long three-pointer looks true. It is not, though, fortunately. Rebound Spivey. Jeff gives to Grant. Grant crosses the timeline, sets up at right wing, fires another long three. Yeah! Grant Strong with consecutive three-pointers, and head coach Greg Bibb wants a timeout. 46 seconds left in this first quarter. A great run for the Dawgs puts them up by 8, 19-11.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Under a minute to go here in the first quarter between Clay County and Gordonsville, and Bulldog Grant Strong is on a personal 8-0 run, Daniel, to get Clay County out to this 8-point lead. They're up 19-11.
Sure are, and looking sharp. Strong feeling good in this first quarter. 38 seconds remaining in the first. Gordonsville with the basketball. Grisham with it. That's driver action. Left wing now gives to Grisham. Swung to Sykes at right wing. Sykes with it, tries to go inside, can't get the pass there. Down to 20 seconds. Driver out top, thought about a three. He was defended by Spivey, though, couldn't get the shot off. Ducray with it right wing. Now Driver, they try to go inside, can't get it there. Down to 10 seconds in the quarter. Driver checks the scoreboard, sees it tick down to 5 seconds. Puts it into motion, gets to a teammate. He drives inside, gives to Ducray. Ducray shot it, the buzzer, good. A nice finish to the first quarter for the Gordonsville Tigers, adding 2 points, making it 19-13. Clay County leads by 6 at 10-1.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to East Robertson High School, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 19-13 here in the Region 4A semifinals. And it's all about the Mr. Basketball finalists, the District 7A MVP, the tournament MVP, last year's Mr. Basketball, Grant Strong. A cool dozen in the first quarter, Daniel.
All those accolades makes it tough to introduce him, doesn't it?
It does.
Second quarter action underway. Gordonsville with the basketball. Kyle Adams with it out top, gives to Ducray. He works against Spivey in the paint. Ducray turned away, drags the foot, and travels. Great defense by Jeff Spivey. Jeff been playing the best ball of his career in these last 3 or 4 contests. Always been a great player, but he's really come to another level lately.
Absolutely.
7:30 and ticking, second quarter. 19-13, Clay County leads. Strong running the point. Slows things down.
A little different look from Coach Bill. A little zone action right here, Daniel. And we're going to get us.
Jeff, you got to look. Standing right in the 3-second lane.
Call it 3 seconds. So can you have 1 foot in, 1 foot out? If one foot's in,
if you got a foot on the line, you're in there.
Well, it was the right call then.
You're standing there.
Okay. It was perhaps Keaton as well on the other side. We had 2 posts, Keaton on one side, Jeff on the other. 7:10 and ticking. Gordonsville back with the ball after the 3-second call. 19-13 in the contest here. Driver with it. Swings to Sykes. He's at the free throw line. A steal by Bryce Bailey as they try to get it to Adams. Bailey dishes off to Strong. Grant across the timeline. Works against Adams. Into the paint. Shot up and good.
Oh,
he
won
by
great
junior
defense.
Bryce Bailey.
Great job by Bailey, and Grant Strong will not be denied tonight, Daniel.
Good job by Bailey to knock it loose.
Another steal. Grant Strong dunk opportunity coming if he chooses, and lays it in. A soft one, but a good one. Coach Bill wants to chew his guys out. He calls a timeout so he can give them an earful. 23-13, 6:36 in the second. Clay leading by 10.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon
Security
Network.
System.
Gordonsville with the basketball. 6:30 and ticking. Second quarter after this timeout. Clay County leading by 10, 23-13. Jimmy Merchant on over Holloman. The crowd wants a five count. Holloman getting rid of it before the whistles blow, though. Ducray inside. Gets away with a charge. Jump ball call. Okay, we'll take that. We'll take it. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. Great defense by Jeff Spivey there, who was playing man against Ducray at right block.
Good job of keeping those hands and arms upright.
Clay County back with it. Strong out top. Works to the right. Goes baseline. Dishes inside to Spivey. Jeff can't hang on. Ball goes out of bounds. 6:09 mark, second quarter. Gordons will take him back over. Clay County leading by 10, though. 23-13. Thomas, I know we hadn't had an unanswered run, so to speak, but still a pretty good run in the last several minutes for Clay County.
Yeah, a 12-2 run. If you go back to about 2 minutes left in that first quarter, Daniel, and Grant Strong has scored every one of them.
Tigers with it, trying to answer that run we just talked about. Grisham with it, gives the driver. Now Ducray. Clay County just not allowing Gordonsville to get within the paint. They score, though, from the free throw line. Ducray on the jump shot. 23-15, 8 points the difference. Clay County with the basketball and the lead. Strong with it. Out near the midcourt. Dishes off to Burgett. Coach Edwards up in this one. Sending in the call. They work to Smith. Now Strong at left corner. Back to Jimmy. Jeff now right wing. He looks inside. Can't feed to the post. Dishes to Smith at the elbow. Good defense by Gordonsville here. Arm's going to split a couple tires.
Yeah, good job, Keaton.
Hard to slow down Keaton Arms when he gets headed towards the hoop, and he delivers with 2 points that time, putting Clay County back in front by 10, 25-15. Power move on the inside by Dudney. He shows he can post up and do the same. Two juniors doing battle there. Dudney, a thick kid, too.
Yeah, that's a good matchup. We talked about it in the prior contest between Keaton Arms and Will Dudney, two great athletes, two good basketball players, and they're battling early here. A little different on this end. Clay County's playing man defense. You're looking at a 2-3 zone with Arms at the free throw line and Strong on the baseline for Clay County.
Yeah.
And that's how you beat a zone.
Good patience
from deep.
Good patience on offense. A good shot.
Spivey with another beautiful three-pointer from right wing, putting Clay County up by 11. Biggest lead of the night. Foul called on the floor. I missed the action. The Clay County fans hate it, though. They're booing as loud as they can. Foul called. I'll have to wait and check the scoreboard.
That's on Keaton.
Against Keaton, his second.
So he and Dudney both with two, I think, Daniel.
Almost an over and back on the inbound. Grisham just saves it from doing so. He hands off to driver. Gordon's resets. 4:15 and ticking second quarter. Clay County leading by 11, 28-17. Dudney on the inside working against Arms. Dudney puts it up. No good. Rebounding with Spivey. He gives to Strong. Grant with it. Dribbles through the legs as he crosses the timeline. Sets up at right wing. Calls for Arms to set a screen. Fires a three off of it. No good. Rebound Ducray and a whistle blows. On the rebound, another of those questionable calls, ones that we have just simply not seen this year during our officiated games. That's okay. Once again, we've just got to adjust here.
Against
Eli Smith, his second. So Arms with two, Smith with two, and Clay County now with 14 fouls.
You know, if the other team's got possession, you got to give it to them.
Yeah,
that's right. Each of these guys are simply too valuable to this team to get in foul trouble. 3:40 and ticking. Second quarter. Ducray, three-pointer, top of the key. No good. Rebound driver. Holloman fires a three from right wing. It's good. Braden Holloman knocks down his second three-pointer of the night, and that draws this back to an 8-point game. Clay County 28, Gordonsville 20. Strong right wing. Now Spivey. Now Burchett in the corner. Back out to Jeff. Stall about a three. Kicks to Bailey instead. Jeff loses the handle. It's going to be an over and back. Just an unfortunate turn of events there. Gordonsville going to take back. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. First taken by Clay County tonight. 3:19 mark, second quarter. 8 points the difference here. Clay County 28, Gordonsville 20, second quarter.
Items are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
back here live. Coach Watson, thoughts so far? Been a good game.
Yeah, but we've made a couple of unforced errors that we can't afford to do.
Still hanging on to an 8-point lead here. They have started the inbound clock already to a 3-count. New Cree has to hurry. These officials aren't kidding around. I kind of like that move as long as it wouldn't have been done to us, Thomas.
Yeah, you don't see it very often, but sometimes you do, Daniel.
Big-time basketball here. Dudney inside. What a shot. Will Dudney working hard for that bucket. And we've got a 6-point game. Two possessions now, the difference. Clay County leading 28-22. Burgett right wing. Strong out Tom. Grant with it. Bryce Bailey also on the floor playing. So we've got Strong, Bailey, Burgett, Browning, White Browning, who's checked in for Keaton Arms, and Jeff Spivey. Inside the Browning. Puts it on the floor. Well, they say he traveled, but he never moved the feet. I didn't see the feet move, but I had a bad view. Browning called for the walk, so Gorns will take him back over. 2:38 mark.
Same official that's called it all night, Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
He's just looking at the feet.
Yeah, he's got a good eye for it. Dudney on the inside, shot up, no good. Rebound, White Browning, right away the hustle. Strong comes up with it now. Grant into the front court. It's 1-3, and he gets to the hoop, scores! What a move! It was Grant Strong working against 3 different Tigers. I don't think they're going to call the basket. Let's wait and see.
Yeah.
They say it was... All right, one official, Coach Watson, went over and told the other one the bucket should be good,
yeah. And
he changed his call. So Strong in the line to try to complete the 3-point play, and now Coach Bibb talking to the officials. He better watch it. They'll tee him up in a hurry. 2:23 mark here of the second quarter as Grant Strong completes the 3-point play, putting Clay County back up by 9, 31-22. Full court pressure on them, man. Clay County trying to press. Duke Cray crosses the timeline, dishes to Grisham in right corner. Now drive around top while the defense gets back, and it's a true offensive set now. Holloman, 3-pointer, left wing, no good. Off the hands of Duke Cray. Clay County with the basketball. 2:05 mark, second quarter. Clay County up by 9, Coach Watson, 31-22.
Yeah, good, tough ball game.
Jimmy Burchett with it, crosses the timeline. The savvy junior looks over to 22-year head coach Rob Edwards for the play. He starts to execute. Jimmy works to the right, gives to Strong. Strong uses a White Browning screen to get to the left wing. Now kicks to Spivey, 3-pointer, no good, and a foul called on White Browning.
Was offhand.
Browning called for the body contact on the rebound attempt. He picks up his first personal. That's the 5th team foul against Clay County here in the first half. Gordonsville with 3:42 left in this second quarter, Thomas, and it's 31-22, 9 points lead for the Dogs.
Yeah, Clay County kind of weathering the Gordonsville storm right here. They're staying in it close to a double-digit lead. And I tell you what, the 2 reserves playing some big minutes right here. Bryce Bailey and Wyatt Browning doing well here for Clay County. With them when they're in a little bit of foul trouble. It's not bad, but they're making sure they don't pick up 3 here in the first half.
Minute 15 and ticking. Gordonsville still with it here, just killing some time, wanting a good shot. Ducray drives the left side. Floaters no good. It's actually blocked by Spivey. Collected by Sachs, though, so the Tigers hang on. 3-pointer driver, top of the key, good. A big moon ball went real high.
You can't let these guys stand and shoot.
Cannot do it. 1 minute left in the first half of play. 6 points the difference. Bryce Bailey fires a 3. Up, off the hoop, and a foul call. I see Grant down on the floor, so I'm assuming it's against
behind.
The Tiger. Driver called for the foul against Strong. Foul was on the floor. Bryce was no good on the free throw. Clay County inbounds. 50 seconds left in the frame. Strong out top. 31-25 the score. Clay Kenny leads by 6. Bailey, left corner. Back to Burchett. Now Spivey, right wing. Jeff going to drive. Gets to the elbow. They call an offensive foul. They say Spivey threw the shoulder into him. Looks like a clean play, but nonetheless, a foul call. Jeff picks up his first personal. 16 foul against Clay Kenny. And it looks like Holloman has to hop to the bench for the Tigers. Grabbing at his right ankle. Hopefully he's okay. Adams checks back in for him for the Tigers. Kyle Adams. Gordonsville back with it. 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Clay County leading by 6, 31-25. Zorns will have a nice opportunity here to get a bucket to finish the quarter if they choose. Sykes with it. Swings the driver. Left wing defended by Bailey. Now Adams out top. Now Ducray at right wing defended by Spivey. Back to Grisham. Back to Adams. Down to about 12 seconds. A steal. Jimmy Burchett waited. Jimmy going to be fouled. A great play by the smart player, Jimmy Burchett. When you need some energy, he's always there.
He is, Daniel. And he was on the defender and is kind of ninja-like with his hands there. And then just reached in there and took it away and headed the other direction and picked up the foul.
You cannot get sloppy with it around Jimmy. He'll take it away. Ball inbounded. Strong with it. 5 seconds on the clock. Tried to kick to Spivey. Jeff Rico exits it. 1 second. Three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. First half ends. A tie contest. Clay County 31. Gordonsville 25. We've got 16 minutes left to decide who's going to go on and who's going to go home here in the Region 4A semifinal. Stay tuned for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here at the East Robertson High School for the Region 4A semifinals, where Clay County leads Gordonsville 31-25 at intermission. The Dogs led by the same margin, 19-13 at the end of the first quarter. And then it was an even second quarter, 12 points for Gordonsville, 12 points for Clay County in the second stanza for this six-point halftime lead for Clay County at 31-25. For Gordonsville, they're being led by Braden Holloman, has 8 points at halftime. Will Dudney has 6. David Driver, 3. Austin Ducray has 6. And Brody Sykes, 2 off the bench. For Clay County, Keaton Arms, 4 points. Eli Smith, 2. Jeff Spivey buried 2 big three-pointers and has 6 points at the break. But it's all about the Mr. Basketball finalist, Grant Strong, proving he is one of the best players in Class A with 19 first-half points, and he's done it from all over. He's done it in transition. He's done it inside, finishing at the rim, and knocking down a pair of three-pointers also in the first quarter to give Clay County this six-point halftime lead. Stay with us for more of the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show from East Robertson High School, about 3 minutes left before this third quarter begins. Clay County leading by 6, 31-25. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. We invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the HSN hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So, Sam Daniels, the winner of last night's trivia question, he is ineligible for tonight. Anyone else, feel free to chime in. And here is tonight's question. In the 2006 region semifinal, Clay County beat Jackson County 50-39, paving the way to the Dogs' first region title, as far as Clay County High School goes anyway, paving the way to the Dogs' first region title and first state tournament appearance under Coach Edwards. What Bulldog scored 20 points, pulled down 11 rebounds, and blocked 3 shots in that region semifinal win over Jackson County? I'm going to read it again. In the 2006 region semifinal, Clay County beat Jackson County 50-39, paving the way to the Dogs' first region title and first state tournament appearance under Coach Edwards. What Bulldog scored 20 points, pulled down 11 rebounds, and blocked 3 shots in that region semi-win over Jackson County? If you feel like you know the answer, please text in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. So a 6-point lead at the half, Coach. When we went off air a few moments ago, one thing I said to you is, we could be in worse shape. You said, yeah, we could be down 6 instead of up 6. So what do you think so far?
Well, we, like I said, take a few spots away. We played excellent basketball. We kind of mentally relaxed a couple of times and it hurt us. But physically, we played some good ball. I think our players are kind of adjusting to our officiating crew a little bit and playing a little smarter, keeping their hands up in the air. Not nitpicking and giving them anything to call, but we just got to keep playing this kind of basketball and cut down on our mistakes, work the boards a little harder, and make them work a little harder, because they're working pretty hard on every shot, and they're trying to work us pretty hard on defense. They're running a lot of a lot of screens out front.
And, yep.
Making us do a lot of motion.
Clay County 13-3. Under Coach Edwards in these region semifinal games, give us just one main key. You listed a lot of keys out there. Pick out one thing we need to do to seal the victory here in the second half.
Just stay alert, especially down the low post, not give them any of those easy buckets. They picked up maybe 6 or 8 points, down inside a couple of 3 foot. We can't do that. We feel like they're not going to keep hitting those 3-pointers all the last half, but it's hard not to hit a 2 inches.
Absolutely. You're right, Coach. All right, folks. It's time for third quarter action. We do have a correct answer here on the Subway Trivia Challenge. Someone has sent in the guess of Dustin Rich, and it was him. And what I believe was his senior campaign helping pave the way to that state tournament appearance with that big region semifinal win, 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 box shots.
That's right. We had a jump
over Gordonsville. I believe that came from Brittany Kerr, perhaps. She won one earlier. I see the last name entered in. If you don't mind, whoever sent in that Dustin Rich answer, please send us your full name so we'll be able to get that certificate to you. Congratulations on your win tonight. Third quarter action is underway. The teams have switched into the floor. Gordonsville with the basketball and working on the hoop to our left. Oh, it was Tate Kerr. That would be her son. So young Tate Kerr winning the Subway Trivia Challenge tonight. Lives down there in Clark Subdivision, so we'll get that delivered to you, Tate. Good job. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon of Subway. We appreciate them and all our sponsors.
They're not going to allow any kind of physical contact, and we're going to have to change our game to that. Just stuck Jeff with another foul.
So another foul for Jeff, his second personal, I believe. Maybe, yeah, second.
Just a little physical contact on trying to make the steal.
Gordonsville on the inbound after the foul call. Dudden the inside. Kicks it back out to Grisham. Now Holloman right wing. Back to Driver. Clay County leading 31-25. Coach, there was a little confusion at the start of the quarter. What was that about?
Our players had lost. In fact, we had a jump ball down here on this end during the quarter.
Oh, okay. Ducray, jump shot, left elbow, misses everything. Rebound Eli Smith. He passes to Strong. Grant with it. Crosses the timeline here on the near side of the court to us. Drifts into the paint, shot up from left side, good! And they're going to count the bucket. Grant going back to the line again for another and one opportunity, his second and one of the night. 6:53 mark, third quarter, 33-25, an 8-point lead for Clay County with the Mr. Basketball finalist at the line. He releases and is solid on it. No surprise there. Strong on the season. A 78% free throw shooter. He had hit 213 of 274 coming into that. Clay County going to pressure the Tiger inbound here. After the free throw makes, Spivey trying to deny. They work in now. Driver with it. Gives to Holloman. They do get across the timeline. Jimmy Burchett there to pick up Holloman. He kicks the Driver at left wing. Clay County leading by 9 now. After Strong's 3-point play the old-fashioned way. Holloman out top for the Tigers. Great defense by Jimmy Burchett. He has to give it up to Driver. Eli Smith all over him. What about these Clay County guards? An illegal screen got away with by Dudney. Now Dudney with the ball. Kicks outside to Grisham. 3-pointer from left corner. No good. Rebound. Burchett. Jimmy with it. Full head of steam. Comes across the timeline into the front court. All the way to the red. Going to finish.
Yeah! Good job, Jim.
Jimmy Burchett bringing this Clay County crowd to their feet. And bringing Coach Bibb to his feet as well. Wants another timeout to talk to the Tigers. What about Jimmy Burchett? 6:09 mark, third quarter. Clay County leading by 11.
I think the defender thought he ain't going to shoot that ball. He's going to throw it to Strong.
Well, he finished it himself.
Great
sure
job,
enough.
Jimmy.
We're going to play one ad. Come right back.
Great job.
Yeah, This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, third quarter action, Region 4A semifinal. Clay County leading by 11, 36-25. Tigers with the ball. Ducray inside. Jump shot from left walks good. Back to a nine-point lead. Strong with it. Crosses the timeline. Sets up at right wing. Looks inside the arms. Keaton with it. A foul called on Dudney, though. His third. Will Dudney starting to get in foul trouble here.
I see the frustration there from Will Dudney. You know, he and Arms battling down the paint. Let him play a little bit down there. Either way, I know I'm talking about a Gordonsville foul being picked up here. But, you know, I'm going to see those guys battle down there. They just need to let them play. They're just bodying up and battling.
Yeah, they're not hacking at one another. You know, Arms are out of it. It's just body blows, like you said. 5:35 and ticking on the inbound. Strong with it at right wing. Dishes off to Jeff. Spivey at left. Jeff now drives to the right side of the lane, kicks to Arms. Keaton thought about a three-pointer. Dishes inside to Burchett. Burchett to Smith at left block. Now Arms, free throw range jumper. No good. Put back by Jeff, no good, but he's fouled. Spivey going to go to the line.
Good job at the boards, Jeff.
Holloman.
Didn't hardly get it over the front of the rim.
Holloman called for the personal. 5:21 mark of the third is Spivey's steps to the line here. 85% free throw shooter. Hits that one. With that free throw, he's made 40 out of 47 on the season. Putting Clay County back up by 10, 37-27. Another free throw coming. It's also good. 11 points the lead. Clay County pressure and then inbound pass. Five count. Timeout. What we got here?
5 seconds.
Oh, 5 second call. That's what it is. Great defensive denial of inbound pass by Spivey, creating the 5 second count. And Clay County with a chance here to extend this 11-point lead. Strong to inbound. Knocked out of bounds by Ducray. Grant going to try it again. Works it into Arms. Power move on the baseline.
That's a good move. Arms.
I thought for a minute he was thinking about throwing it down, Thomas.
Well, that was great.
Deceptive moves, guys.
Take the handoff to Strong to the corner, immediately turn with that drop step, and he would not be denied the rim, Daniel.
That's beautiful. 5 minutes left, third quarter, 40-27. Dudney with it out top, defended by Arms. Kicks the driver in the corner. Back inside to Dudney. Keaton called for the foul. Now, they are consistent between Dudney and Arms, each of them with three personals. And like you said, Thomas, it's such a great pleasure to watch them play each other. Just
if
don't blow the whistle.
Your beat. You got to give it up. And, you know, Rick Hubs. These guys aren't going to allow it.
Arms picks up his fourth right there. Keaton's got to go to the bench. Well, the Clay County fans
call.
Hate it.
That's a terrible call, man.
I mean, I don't know.
Coach Edwards not happy with it either, Thomas. Don't be
mad. Enjoy the matchup, you know. Let them play a little bit here. That's two in a row on Arms. He's going to the bench with four. Dudney's still in there. Bryce Bailey going to take a turn at him.
4:50 and ticking. Third quarter. Gordon's on the inbound. Driver to the hoop. Shot up. No good. A foul called, though. Driver going to go to the line to shoot two. Only the second time in Coach Edwards' 22 seasons that he's met Gordonsville, the region semis, the other coming a couple years ago in 2019. If you count regular season and postseason, in the last 4 years, Clay County is 63-3 against district opponents, including postseason. All three of those losses coming 3 years ago when our seniors were sophomores. We lost a regular season to Gordonsville, a regular season to Monterey, and then the region title game to Monterey, y'all, in 2020. But, Coach Watson, we've referenced it before, back to your years of coaching, in the district dominance that you guys had, and it's almost unbelievable to think about.
Well, you know, the first year that I coached, We met Georgia in the second round of the region. After upsetting Woodbury, who was like the number one team in the state in the first round. But Georgia made it through the state tournament that year. One of the best teams they've ever had.
Nice ball he had in the bucket for Clay County.
Good job, free throws were good by Driver.
One of the two free throws were good by Driver a moment ago. It was me and Coach were talking. 4:25 and ticking. Third quarter. Gordonsville with the basketball. They pass inside to Dudney. Bailey called for the foul. So Bryce picking up what I think is his first. That is the fourth team foul. The fifth, actually. Five fouls. We played three minutes and 37 seconds of this third quarter, and five fouls already called against Clay County. Three against Gordonsville, though. Dudney gets a bucket inside. Actually, it was Ducray. Ducray with the bucket, making it a 12-point game. Clay County with the advantage, 42-30. Burchett out top. Eli Smith right block. Eli picks it up, dishes back out to Jimmy, and they say 3 seconds on White Brownie. Coach Edwards very unhappy with his sophomore there because, Thomas, we saw that call earlier tonight. He expected to know better.
Yeah, we talked about the minutes that Browning's having to play here. He's guarding Will Dudney right now, and you got Bryce Bailey over on Ducray. You know, just the foul trouble with Keaton Arms is exposing Clay County a little bit.
Rebound by Browning after a missed layup by Holloman. White passes out to Grant Strong. Grant to the front court gives Eli Smith. Eli dishes off to Bailey. Bailey going to score. No, he does not. Grant Strong's putback no good. Rebound to Cray. Bailey's shot from right block rolled all the way around the cylinder before firing off. Clay County walks over in Madcock against Gordonsville. That doesn't happen, though. We talked about atmosphere earlier. It's reaching a crescendo now.
Yeah, it's getting there, Daniel. This ball game is still just 12 points. 3 minutes to go here in the third, 42-30, Clay County. Guess what? Another foul on the Bulldogs.
Bailey picks up his second.
Guys, you got to get around them. You can't reach around them. I'm not going to let you.
Keaton Arms on the bench with four. So we won't see Keaton again for a little while. And they're trying to expose it while Arms is out. We see Ducray at another bucket from right block on the inbound play. Back to a 10-point difference. 3 minutes left in this third quarter. Clay County does lead 42-32. Strong right wing. Now Burchett out top. Now Bailey, three-pointer left wing. Yeah! Bryce Bailey knocks down the triple, putting Clay County back in front by 13 points, 45-32. 2:45 mark here in this third quarter. The Clay County fans come to their feet, cheering on the defense. Eli Smith defending Grisham. Grisham drives baseline, kicks over to Driver, three-pointer in the corner, in and out, no good. A whistle called, a foul called. Technical foul against Greg Bibbs. He didn't like the call against his kid. He picks up the technical. The Clay County fans used to cheering that.
That may be a record for the longest time before he got one.
Yeah, I don't blame Coach Bibb right here. You know, again, just let the guys play underneath there. That's four on Dudney. You know, the feature matchup of this ball game, really, back and forth, Dudney and Arms, and they both got four fouls.
Grant Strong at the line, shooting two uncontested free throws. Misses the first.
He needed that one.
The Gordonsville fans, let their pleasure be known about that. Second one's away. Good. 2:31 mark, third quarter. Clay County going to get the possession of the ball after Coach Bibb lost his cool there. 13 points the lead, 45-32. Eli Smith the inbound from here in front of the Clay County crowd on the near side of the court to us. Works it into Strong. Grant communicates with Burchett, and the team starts to execute. Strong drives right side. Foul call on the floor against Holloman. You don't think the scoreboard gave Strong the bucket?
I'm not really sure. Throw? I showed it 42-30, and then Bailey hit the three to make it 45. He made one. It should be 46, I think.
We see now, I believe Coach Meadows has brought that to Coach Edwards' attention, and he has talked to the head official.
Unless
Thomas, you were right.
Unless I missed a bucket, Gordonsville should be 30.
Second time tonight we've had to straighten out the score, perhaps.
I guess I did miss one.
Officials continue to conference. Coach Edwards knows that something's wrong here. too big a moment to let something be wrong on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
2:22 mark. Third quarter, Clay County fans hollering from the bleachers 46 indicate that they want to see that free throw added for Strong. Now they bring in the third official. And I tell you, Coach Watson, it
must be something with time running off or something. I don't know.
Very difficult thing to be an official, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody fusses at them. We do it too at times when we shouldn't, I'm sure. But these guys don't have the benefit of replay the way that college and professional do. So they can't go back to the film and check the scoreboard.
Well, they're not going to change it.
You know, there's always a 50-50 chance they'll be right.
That's true.
You
so
know, we put a positive spin on that.
We see 45-32 still on the board. Coach Edwards red in the face over this situation. Very upset. Very composed as well, though, like he always is.
We're delaying. Yeah,
I mean, it's not,
momentum we had.
Not that hard to figure out. There should be three scorekeepers, one from each team, and then the home stand there. PA usually keeps one.
Clay County trying to make it to their eighth region title appearance consecutively. Not eighth overall, but eighth consecutive. And now the scoreboard has changed 46-32, and they're still saying something's wrong, as you mentioned, Thomas, but we're back under action here. Clay County up by 14 according to the scoreboard. Eli Smith on the inbound, 2:15 mark third quarter. Grant Strong with it. Dishes off to Merchant, left wing. Now back to Smith, right block. Eli in the paint, shot up, no good. Rebound. Nobody. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Ducray. Given to the driver. 2 minutes left in the third. 14 points of difference. Clay County leads. Turnover by Gordonsville. They tried to go inside
good
to Sykes.
Good defense.
Sykes couldn't hang on.
Without making contact.
On the floor for Clay County, in case you're wondering. Apologize for not updating you to that during the break. Eli Smith, Jimmy Burgett, Bryce Bailey, Grant Strong, and Wyatt Brown, and Keaton Arms with four fouls on the bench. The other starter out right now, Spivey. Not sure why Jeff's out, but I am sure that Grant Strong just knocked down another three from the top of the key. Gordonsville with the ball. Minute 25 and ticking. Third quarter. Wanting to answer. Driver inside to Ducray. Foul called in the paint against Clay County. I believe Browning going to be called for the foul.
We're touching him.
So Gordonsville going to go to the line here to shoot the front end of a 1-1. It is Browning on the foul. Or Burkett. I saw a three. Going to check the board here.
Well, I don't know.
They're not updating here. Yeah, it is against Jimmy Burchett, according to the scoreboard, but they say it's first, and that would be wrong. Still waiting for the scoreboard to update again.
They got it right on the book.
I think so. I believe it was against Browning. They say against Burchett and his first, and I guess that would be right, Jimmy. Jimmy didn't have any before. It was Eli Smith that had a couple fouls. Thomas updated some of those free throws. Ducray missed that front end, right?
No, he missed, hit the front end, missed the second, Daniels. Bailey fires another three.
It's no good. Strong on the put back, no good. But a shooting foul. Strong push from behind. So Grant going to go to the line to shoot two. Minute 11 left in the third quarter. So have I got something wrong on my paper about Spivey? Jeff's been out a while, but I don't show him to be in foul trouble. Do you recall, Thomas, that it's just kind of strange to see Coach with Jeff over on the bench if he's not in foul trouble?
Not really sure.
Grant hits the first of his two free throws, putting Clay County up now by 17. So Coach Watson, a healthy 17-point lead.
You know,
it's but
just kind of creeps up without you really noticing it.
Second one's away. Good. 18 points now to the advantage. Last time the teams met, Clay won by 19. A steal by Jimmy Burchett. Actually, they're going to call jump off. The junior point guard with great defense on the inbound play. Tied up Driver for it. Driver kicking the floor in frustration. Clay County inbound now after the jump ball possession error was in their favor. Strong inbound. Free throw range jumper. Good. A beautiful touch.
Can't beat that.
One of the better plays I've seen this year, and that's saying something. Ducray, three-pointer, top of the key, in and out, no good, rebound, Eli Smith. 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Bay County starting to flex their muscle with a 20-point lead, 53-33. Strong, long three-pointer, right wing, little short, rebound, Sachs. Sachs kicks the driver. Driver across the timeline. Works to Holloman in the corner. Back out top now. Sachs with it. Swings to Adams at left wing. Back to Holloman. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Gray. He's fouled by Bailey. I think Brass was on one side, Grant on the other. And they say it was against Grant, I believe. They do call it. His first. Ducray at the line for the front end of a 1-1.
Got it.
Earns the right to shoot the second. Now we see Spivey come back to the scorer's table. I lost track of the fouls. Could have been Jefferson in foul trouble.
Looks like both teams are going to be in the 1-1 for a little while.
Yeah.
And we're getting close to that 10 foul mark, so we got to be careful about that.
Ducray hits them both there. 18 points to lead for Clay County. 15 seconds left in the third. Strong in a trap. Picks it up. Gives to Burchett. Jimmy with it. Top of the key. Kicks Browning left block. Cross court to Bailey. Three-pointer right wing. That's in. Ooh, was not. A little wide left of the mark. And either Adams or Strong going to be called for the foul. Be the Adams for Gordonsville. Kyle Adams call. So Strong going to go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1 with 4.5 seconds left here in the third.
Guys, we're so used to people getting away with that. It's kind of scary that we're seeing it getting called. The off-ball fouls we hadn't gotten in a long time.
Strong releases on the front end. Hits it. Earns the right to shoot the second. 19 points the advantage for the black, purple, and gold. 54-35. Second one's away. Also good. Back to a 20-point lead. Big game coming up after this one between Pickett and East Robertson. Driver, three-pointer at the buzzer, desperation style, no good. Clay County takes their biggest lead of the night, 20 points, into this fourth and final 8 minutes of play. All coming up right after our break.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, final 8 minutes, Thomas, action.
Yeah, Clay County outscores Gordonsville 24-10 in that third quarter, Daniel. Grant Strong out to 32 already on the night, so he had 13 in that stretch.
Last time these teams met, Strong scored 37 over and back against Gordonsville. Credit Eli Smith, the District 7 All-Defensive Team member, with creating that over and back with his suffocating defense. Last time the teams met, as I was saying, Strong had 37, which tied Tyreek Key for the single-game scoring lead against the Tigers. He only needs 6 to surpass and hold that by himself tonight. You said 32 entering the fourth?
Yeah, that's right, Daniel.
Spivey with it, right wing. Eli Smith out top. Jimmy Burchett left wing. Now Strong, inside the Browning, shot up good.
Big great pass.
Converting on the bucket. Clay County up by 22. Strong, a steal. Nearly a steal. Grant's dad, Tracy, saving the fans there. He was on the front row, caught the ball as it headed into the Clay County fan section.
I think he had it tipped back to Grant, I believe.
Timeout taken by Gordonsville. We're going to take it with them here. 7:19 mark, fourth quarter, Region 4A semis. It's all Clay County right now, 57-35.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live by this timeout, Clay County with a big 22-point lead. It'll be really tough for Gordonsville to cut back into this, will it not be, Coach?
Yeah, well, you know, we got to match the basket. Just play good, smart defense.
As we mentioned earlier, Clay County 13-3 in region semis under Coach Edwards. Trying to go to 14-3. We see Dudney work inside for the bucket. And he's fouled by Brownie. White now picking up his third, if I'm correct, on that tally. Free throw was missed by Dudney trying to complete the three-point play, and the ball ricochets out of bounds. So Clay County taking back over. 6:53 mark here of this fourth and final quarter from East Robertson High School. As we were saying, the other region 4A semi coming up after this. There's Wyatt Brown in reverse layup. A great inbound. And if the nail wasn't already in the coffin, big sophomore Wyatt Brown had just put it there.
Yeah, he did, and what a find by Grant Strong. Underneath the other hoop, Daniel, baseball passes it hoop to hoop, basically. Browning collects it and puts it in a hole.
As I was saying, following this one, the other Region 4A semifinal between Pickett County and East Robertson. Now, I, for one, think East Robertson may win that contest against the Bobcats. So Clay County will move on to Thursday night's action against the winner of it.
East is so big, quick, and physical.
Of course, Pickett County are probably a better all-around basketball team. Very well coached. They work so well together in terms of chemistry, because why not? You've got three brothers and two other brothers that start.
Right.
So,
hey, guys, a few words about Coach Melvin.
Yeah.
Long time friend, many, many decades. He was coaching here when I first started coaching.
At East Robertson?
He was an assistant. He may have been head coach maybe once or twice. He was here with Coach David Colley. Great, great friend. I terribly miss him. We both had interest in antique cars. He had the perfect wife. She worked for Holly Carburetor and still does, I think. So, but great, great, long time, lifetime friend. He's missed by all of us.
Recently passed away?
Yeah, a couple of years ago. But he was with this program from the beginning. He was the backbone. Coaches came and went, but Melvin was always here.
Oh, it's the gym of the court's named after him, Melvin Scarlett. All right, here we go. Clay County back with it. White Brown and left block. Shots up, no good. White going to go to the line. Thomas, we missed a little action. Grant Strong's free throws.
Made them both, Daniel.
Gordonsville comes down and...
Turned it over with a walk.
And now Clay County back with Browning at the line to shoot two.
That's three trips in a row we've seen Grant Strong get double, triple team and give it up to Wyatt Browning. And we can see here Browning playing some big minutes. Talked about it early on, keeping arms on the bench for four fouls here. And, you know, this is big for the young sophomore right here. He got 6 points with those two made free throws, Daniel, and it's 63-37.
Strong on the inbound, steals the pass, gets to the hoop, misses the shot, but he was fouled by Ducray, so Strong going back to the line to shoot a couple more free throws.
I don't know if I got it out, but moving forward, the depth of Clay County is getting better here tonight.
Absolutely.
With the post play of Wyatt Browning here.
We've not seen Wyatt in several contests, and we talked about how it had to do with matchups, not his ability.
Yeah.
But Gordonsville, with these post players, we're seeing him used tonight due to arms being in foul trouble. And so that's the big thing to me. Of course, he's been practicing every day. But this is the first time we've seen Wyatt play significant time, I'm going to say, in a couple weeks.
Yeah, at least. And like you say, it's all about the matchup.
Right.
Is why it is.
Strong hits both of the free throws. One of them hits one of the free throws, making it 64-37. 6 minutes left in this one, and it's turned into a little bit of a snoozer. Clay County nearly now with a 30-point lead. Three-pointer missed by Grisham outside. Ducray the rebound. His putback no good. Keaton Arms got fouled out of the game. He comes back in for 5 seconds, and they blow him back out. Keaton, a great player, but the officials just really watching him tonight.
The big broad body got him in trouble tonight.
Yeah, just so strong. I mean, he played a great game.
If he'd weighed 150 pounds, he'd have played all night.
Keaton getting a good round of applause from the Clay County fans as he's fouled out.
Too much body tonight.
Driver at the line shooting. Hits the first. 64-38. So Clay County leading by 26? Yeah. Make it 25 as Driver hits the second free throw.
Yeah, this is a great performance for this Clay County team. You know, we saw this first half be kind of tight. Clay County only led by 6 at the end of the first and at halftime, Daniel, and they just kind of took control here in the second half of this one.
Dogs back with it, strong at left wing, gives to Smith. Eli could have drove baseline, decides just to take some more air out of it, though. 5:30 and ticking. Clay County trying to advance to their 8th consecutive sub-state appearance. They will do that when this one goes final, regardless of Thursday night's outcome. Such a big win in the region semis. Grants you a chance to play for the region title and an automatic berth also into the state sectional. Gordonsville with the rebound off a missed Bulldog jump shot. They come down, missed a jump shot of their own. Strong pulls the rebound. 4:50 and ticking, fourth quarter. Spivey, three-pointer right wing. A little short. Rebounded by Driver for the Tigers. Clay County, in typical fashion, have just come out, took a slim first quarter lead, made it a bigger halftime lead, even bigger into the third lead, and Thomas' subs come to the scorer's table, and Grant Strong adds another bucket, putting him close to 40. We see that Clay County's up 66-39, a healthy 27-point lead, and that's Bulldog basketball.
It is. You know, the second half closers is what you got to call Clay County. They just closed this one out. They're strong. Finds Browning again.
Wyatt Browning almost in double figures with
another assist to Wyatt.
Third quarter and a good assist from Strong. The starters checking out for the final time tonight. A standing round of applause from the fans. The Gordonsville starters going to the bench, a fine season for them. They're going to finish up 18-13 on the year, but they'll be back next year with another strong addition of their program. 4:08 mark of this fourth quarter as the subs come in, 68-39. So with the starters leaving the game, Clay County a 29-point advantage. On the floor for head coach Rob Edwards, we see Weston Birdwell, Joseph Birdwell, Andrew Smith, Lance Burgett, and Nate Adams. I won't try to call off all of Gordonsville's reserves right now, but we'll try to update you about who it is that might take a shot for them. Tigers do have the basketball out top. Swing it to right wing. Joseph Birdwell there defending. They kick to Kyle Adams at left wing. Try to work inside, and they let the subs play a little, Thomas. We just saw some contact that wasn't called. And now whistle blows. And I'll point something out here. Freshman Brody Sachs for Gordonsville still on the floor because he is a freshman with these guys, and he looks a different caliber than a lot of them, a head taller than even Nate Adams, it looks like.
Yeah, he is, Daniel, and like I say, bona fide all-freshman team, along with Nate Adams and Lance Burchett making the same team, but, you know, with this Gordonsville team kind of playing 8 or 9 deep for Coach Bibb, Sykes saw quite a bit of time with this varsity in this freshman season.
Andrew Smith with it for Clay County. Kicks to Lance Burchett. Lance into the paint. Works to Joseph Verbal at right wing. Now Nate Adams. He's all the way in. Euro step. Lay up. No good. Rebounded by Sykes for Gordonsville. 3:30
and ticket. Wouldn't fall for him.
No, rolled all around looked and good. Wouldn't go in. Sykes out top, defended by Adams. Good matchup there. He works to a teammate. Gordonsville just weaving out top, looking for a good shot. They work inside, and a foul called against Weston Verbal.
Well, they are consistent. They're going to call it all the way through trash time here with 3 minutes to go. Ball went to the post on a pass, and a foul call was on foul called on the defender that was posted up behind him.
So Thursday night at 7 o'clock, Clay County going to be playing for their sixth region title in 8 years. Other substitutions for Clay County, Joseph Burble, Weston Burble, and Andrew Smith check out. Kyler Westmore and Colton Anderson and young Hayden Adams check in.
Yeah, we talked about on the way up here, Daniel, and unfortunately, I'm pretty sure Monterey beat us one of those times out of those 8 years, maybe both times.
Could have been. The years that we weren't were 2018 and 2020. We know in 2020 is Monterey. Back in the 2018 season, if you'll keep an eye on the court, Thomas, I will see who it was. 2018, region championship, Monterey again. Yes, you were correct.
Yeah, both advancing to the state tournament, I think, each year.
Yeah.
Monterey and Clay County side by side.
A missed jump shot by Adams, rebounded by another Adams, Kyle Adams, this one for Gordonsville. They work into the front court, try to get the Sykes in the paint. 2:30 and ticking, fourth quarter. Hayden Adams takes it away from the Tigers. Gives off to classmate Lance Burchett. Lance ahead to cousin Nate Adams. He lays it in from left off.
Nice pass.
Certainly is. I look forward to seeing more of Nate Adams over the years. Of course, the son of Mike and Tia Adams, both great basketball players. Tigers with it. 2:15 and ticking here. And this one turned into a rout. A hard-fought first half. It was 19-13 at the end of the one. Then you jump up to what was the halftime score?
It's actually the same, Daniel. It was an even second quarter that left it 6 points at the break. And Clay County kind of came out and did what they always do. They put this one away and went up by 20 at the end of the third quarter by outscoring the Tigers 24-10 in the third.
Gordonsville adds another bucket. I'm going to credit it to Kyle Adams, number 12. For the Tigers, Kyron Westmore fires a three-pointer. Give it to him.
Is he 2 for 2? Did he miss one, though?
Yeah. He's hit one in recent games,
right,
I know.
I know the last ball.
He hit one in the quarterfinal.
Gordonsville inside with a bucket, and it's going to be number 22, Eli Adams. So a couple Adams is on the floor for either team right now, making it necessary to use first names when we talk about those guys. More subs, Weston Burble, Joseph Burble, and Andrew Smith checking back in. Colton Anderson, Nate Adams, and Lance Burchett checking back out. Minute 30 left in this one, 73-45. So Clay County's ladies and their boys are going to play for region titles on Wednesday night and Thursday night. The boys Thursday night, the girls right here at East Robertson High School tomorrow night. Tip off at 7 o'clock against district foe Redbone Springs. Joseph Burble fires a three-pointer. No good off the front of the iron. Kept alive by Andrew Smith. A good hustle. Weston Burble with loose ball into the paint. Kicks to Joseph Burble. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Eli Adams for Gordonsville.
Joseph will fire it up.
He will.
He usually hits it about half of those three-pointers.
Now a three-pointer taken by Gordonsville. Number 21, James Peoples. That was no good. Rebound Weston Burble. Full head of steam for Weston into the front court. 55 seconds and ticking here. In this contest, dishes off to Andrew Smith. Three-pointer good.
Another good three-pointer.
Timeout for substitution, so we'll stay on there. Coach Edwards not going to bring people to the bench. Colton Anderson, Lance Burchett, Nate Adams checking back in. 48.3. Guys, this is going to be Coach Edwards' 499th win tonight. So he'll be playing, his team for him will be playing for his 500th win during the region title game Thursday night. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it is, Daniel. And, you know, he's done that in, what, 22 years, I think?
22 years, yeah.
Great winning percentage he has already. And, you know, well-deserving for him to hit a milestone. A lot of players have, and, you know, it's time for him.
Absolutely. After tonight's win, he'll be 499 wins to 197 losses on his career. Weston Burble fires a three just a little wide of the mark. 25 seconds and ticking as Gordon's will rebound. Tigers with it in the front court. Matt Burchett picks up with pressure there. They work it off the right wing. Working against Weston Burble. He blocks the shot. Joseph Burble comes up with the loose ball. We're down to 10 seconds. We'll have to see if the sophomore wants to pull the trigger on the last second shot. He dishes off there. Nate Adams, Coach Edwards says, don't shoot him, boys. Let's just savor this victory. This one goes final. Clay County lives to fight another day.
Great job by the Bulldogs.
And the Gordonsville Tigers season ends. Gordonsville 18-13 on the year. Clay County moves on to 21-6. And on to Thursday night's region title game. They will be playing the winner of the game that's about to take place here between East Robertson and Piggy County. We're going to play a few ads, come right back, and do the Eco Panels Bulldog Wrap-Up on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Please stay with us.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to East Robertson High School on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Clay County's boys move on to 21-6 after their huge win tonight here in the region semifinals. We're going to go ahead and do the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, guys, a great first half. Clay County led by 6 at the end of the first quarter and then by 6 at halftime as Gordonsville kind of kept it tight through those first two quarters of play. before they went on a 24-10 run in the third quarter, led by 13 of Grant Strong's 37 points scored in that third. They put up 24, so it wasn't just him. Just Clay County really put it together and played well. Strong found guys when he needed to, and he put it in the basket when he needed to. And that pretty much put it away, didn't he, Coach?
Well, this is one of those nice, a lot of the nice Grant was that self-determination. That Grant will come out and say, hey, you know, you guys aren't going to beat us. But tonight, the rest of the guys followed him, and he led them. And a bunch of assists to those guys. And, I mean, it was everybody, I think everybody caught that spirit tonight out on the floor. Hey, we ain't going to end tonight. We're just getting started.
Yeah, I agree. I thought you saw a different level of intensity. First time these teams played, single-digit difference. Next time they played, 19 points of difference. Tonight, when the starters went out, 29 points of difference.
Yeah, and that's what we kind of talked about before this one. Clay County just seems to step that intensity up with every round, especially with their backs against the wall tonight. They want that region title. They want to get back and play for another state championship. And they played like it tonight.
I agree.
Be nothing like coming down here. For me, traditionally, guys, come down to East Robertson and beat them at their home. That put a little salve on some wounds that I've got. Make me feel a little bit better for all those times when they thrashed us and sent us home.
For Gordonsville, Eli Adams had a bucket. Brody Sykes, 2 points. Kyle Adams had two. David Driver, 6. Will Dudney and Braden Holloman held 8 points tonight, and they're led by Austin Ducray. 15, Daniel. He's a pretty good player.
He is. He played that other post tonight. First time we had seen them attack us with Dudney and Ducray, and it was pretty effective, but Clay County just too good.
Yeah, I thought they did well in the post defense, even the way it was being called tightly. And we talked about it. Big minutes for Wyatt Browning, Bryce Bailey, and those reserves that are really going to pay dividends moving forward.
Got a tremendous night with Wyatt Browning, and he had to step up because, you know, like I said, Keaton had too big a body tonight. I mean, it caused just a lot of body fouls called tonight. And with his big body, he didn't get the break. You know, sometimes I remember James Bartlett many, many years ago. It took the officials 2 years just to adjust the fact that he had a great, big, quick, strong, agile body.
Right.
And that he wasn't fouling people. But it took some adjustments.
A huge compliment there to Keaton to reference him to the Clay County Sports Hall of Famer. But you're right. Both of them just real big guys.
Yeah.
And can move so well. And the officials,
they just weren't used to seeing them last week like that.
Exactly. And Keaton's kind of in that range. There's not a lot of guys that's put together like he is.
Yeah, I agree. And he played a great ball game tonight. Got into foul trouble later on, but had 6 points. Bryce Bailey, 5 off the bench. Andrew Smith, 3. Nate Adams, 2. Kyler Westmoreland, his second three-pointer in as many games. He finished with 3. Wyatt Browning, 8 points, guys, all coming in that fourth quarter playing for Keaton Arms, and most of them off the assist of Grant Strong as he stretched it out. Jimmy Burchett, 2 points. Eli Smith, 2. Jeff Spivey, also in foul trouble tonight, 8 points. It's all about Grant Strong. In big games, they talk about big-time players stepping up. Well, he's done that, and he did it even bigger tonight, 37.
Huge time for him. Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to go ahead and announce tonight's TDS top performer from the contest.
Yeah, you can't go any way except for the Mr. Basketball finalist, Grant Strong. I know he's gotten about the last two or three awards, guys, but sometimes you deserve to sweep them, and that's what he's been doing. Grant Strong came in here on a mission tonight, and I think his team saw that in his eyes. All the guys played great together, and Grant Strong led this team. And he did it from we talk about what he can do and different things he can do. He knocked down 3 three-pointers tonight. He hit the elbow jumper. He finished at the rim, and he made his foul shots. He did it all.
You're right, 100%. had some good defense, couple of steals, pulled down some rebounds. Just a pretty complete game.
And I'm wondering how many assists he had tonight.
Several, no doubt. Of course, we'll get that report from assistant coach Andrew Meadows, and I know it's close to double digits, so it could have been a double-double, maybe a triple-double, depending on rebounds.
It could be. But we don't expect much less out of him, do we?
Well,
hey, guys,
we hold him to a
high standard. What happens tomorrow night?
The girls? You're talking about the girls' championship game?
Yeah. That's tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
And
right here.
We're back down here Thursday night for another one of these nights. Hey, guys, once again, ain't nothing like this.
Great time to be a part of Bulldog Nation. And, great. It's so special getting to watch folks like all these teams, along with Grant Strong, who was tonight's TDS top performer. Brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And like Coach Watson just said, what more could you want right now has been a part of Bulldog Nation. You got both teams playing in these big region title games. Girls tip tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here at East Robinson High School. They take on Red Bull and Springs. We'll be here on our Carquest pregame show, starts at 6:45. Then the boys on Thursday night, they tip at 7. Once again, we'll be here at East Robinson High School. Carquest pregame show goes on at 6:45. The opponent for the Dogs in that title game fixing to be determined. Pickett County on one side, the number 2 seed out of District 7A. East Robertson on the other side, the number 1 seed out of the District 8A. I expect a great contest fixing to go down right here. Final thoughts about this upcoming game before we sign off.
Sometimes you wonder whether you want the poison you know or the poison you don't know.
Right, both great teams here.
Yeah.
I just got to say, what an atmosphere. It was a great atmosphere for our game with all the Clay County fans. This is what a postseason tournament's all about, Daniel. This place is packed. You got the hometown East Robinson crowd across from us. Gordonsville and Clay County, they're not going anywhere. They don't want to see this one, too. This is featured Class A basketball in the state of Tennessee right here in East Robinson High School.
As good as it gets. Folks, we are thrilled that you tuned in and listened to us. Please do business with our sponsors like we try to do. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here doing this an hour and a half from home tonight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for Thomas Watson, Thomas Weaver, and Fletcher Strong, and Lauren Weaver tonight, she traveled along with us. For all of those folks, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a great and good night.